Friday, 4:45 p.m. at Chloe's house. Right now, I'm so completely exhausted from all of the drama with the dogs that I could fall over. After we left the principal's office, Chloe rushed home to get ready for the dogs. And since Brandon had to be at the science fair, I agreed to help deliver them to Chloe's house. I have to admit, I was super relieved that I didn't have to hide them from my parents anymore. It was a miracle I was actually able to keep the dogs hidden in my bedroom without them finding out. After a very noisy trip with the dogs in a van, I anxiously rang Chloe's doorbell. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. The first thing I planned to do when I got back home was relax in a warm bubble bath. No, wait. The upstairs bathroom still reeked of manure and peanut butter. Ew. Okay. Instead, I'll just chillax by finishing up a watercolor painting I'd started last weekend. But that was going to be difficult to do since the dogs had chewed a leg off my artist easel. Well, I could always lounge around in my comfy PJs and bunny slippers and just write in my diary. Not. The dogs had accidentally peed on my PJs and chewed the ears off my bunny slippers. So now they looked like big fuzzy rats. My bunny slippers, not the dogs. My thoughts were interrupted when someone finally answered the door. The person was wearing a surgical mask, surgical scrubs, and latex gloves and was holding a can of spray cleaner. Chloe, is that you? Hi, Nikki. Yeah, it's me. Did you get my phone message? I'm really sorry, she said glumly. I burst into giggles. Hey there, Doc McStuffins. Did I catch you in the middle of surgery? I teased. Chloe pulled down her face mask and glared at me. No, Miss Smarty Pants. I sneezed and it freaked out my uncle, so now he's forcing me to wear this getup and spray the room with disinfectant, she complained. He's a total germaphobe. He just got here a few hours ago and is refusing to go back to his condo because his next-door neighbor just adopted a, D-O-G. What? Chloe, why did you spell dog? Shh, she hissed and looked over her shoulder nervously. That word will practically send my uncle into convulsions, so we have to be very careful what we say.
Chloe, who's at the door?
I heard a man yell from the kitchen.
Please tell them they can't come inside without a face mask and latex gloves. We have enough germs in this house.
Just stop worrying, Uncle Carlos, please,
Chloe answered, a little irritated. He continued.
And if it's the mailman, please call the Centers for Disease Control. Heaven knows what deadly germs are living on those spit-covered envelopes people have licked that he carries from house to house. He's probably spreading the bubonic plague. I'm getting heart palpitations just thinking about it.
Uncle Carlos, it's just my friend Nikki, she replied. Please, just chill out.
How can I not worry when you're standing there with the door open? Do you realize you're letting in dozens of airborne viruses every minute? No wonder I'm feeling really sick, he complained as he sprayed the room.
Chloe's Uncle Carlos is a little, weird.
Sorry, Nikki. Just ignore him, she whispered. So, what's up?
Chloe, I heard that, he yelled. In spite of my nasal congestion and severe ear infection from my allergies, I can still hear.
Chloe rolled her eyes in frustration. Actually, Chloe, I began. I just came by to drop off these, 8 packages, just like we discussed, I said awkwardly and pointed to the dogs.
So I guess you didn't get the message I left on your cell phone, Chloe sighed.
What message? I asked. I guess I didn't hear my phone ring. The dogs were super noisy on the trip over here. Chloe cringed when I said the word dogs. Oops, I muttered. Sorry.
Dogs! Her uncle gasped. Did someone just say dogs? Take them away before I break out in a rash! Oh no, I'm already starting to itch.
No, Uncle Carlos. Nikki said dogs. It's just a slang word for friends, Chloe fibbed. Hey, Nikki, can you help me out here? She whispered, nudging my arm.
Yo, listen up, Chloe,
I suddenly exclaimed very loudly.
Me and my dogs will be chilling at Crazy Burger tonight. You down with that?
Startled, the smallest puppy looked up at me and barked. Chloe and I both shushed her.
Chloe, did I just hear a dog?
Her uncle yelled. He coughed overdramatically.
No, I'm getting lightheaded and short of breath. It's probably an asthma attack. Chloe, quick, call 911.
Uncle Carlos, you don't have asthma, Chloe grumbled. Besides, you've already made me call 911 3 times in the past hour. They've probably blocked our phone number by now.
Then use your cell phone, her uncle argued. And just because I don't have asthma right now doesn't mean I won't get it later today.
Chloe looked like she was about to lose it. How about I babysit the dogs and you babysit my uncle? She mumbled under her breath.
I heard that, her uncle shouted again. Are you sure there are no dogs in this house?
Seriously, Nikki, I am so sorry, Chloe apologized. My parents said I couldn't keep the dogs anymore because my uncle is going to be here for the weekend. And unfortunately, he says he's allergic to dogs and just about everything else. Don't worry, Chloe. I totally understand, I assured her. How about Zoe? Maybe she can keep the dogs for 2 days, Chloe suggested. I don't think so. Today is her mom's birthday, and Zoe is taking her out to dinner. They'll be gone most of the evening, so I guess I'll just keep them at my house another day, I sighed. My stomach was already twisting into knots at the thought of hiding the dogs from my parents again. Although I was exhausted, I felt even more sorry for Chloe. I'd much rather spend the weekend with a pack of wild dogs than her whiny, slightly nutty, germophobic Uncle Carlos. Chloe offered to help load the dogs. As we walked out to the van, Chloe's mom was coming up. Hi, Mrs. Garcia, I smiled. Hi, Mom, Chloe said. And don't worry, Holly and her puppies were just leaving.
Hi, girls. Wow, the puppies are adorable, Mrs. Garcia squealed.
Well, I've got some great news for you both. The Daisy Girl Scouts are having a sleepover at a neighbor's house to earn their pet care badges, so Nikki, if it's okay with you, their troop leader, who is also my sister, would love to babysit the dog since Chloe can't do it.
I think that's a great idea, Chloe exclaimed. And tomorrow, after the sleepover, Mom and I can pick up the dogs and take them to Zoe's house. I know you're exhausted and need a break, Nikki.
Mrs. Garcia continued.
My sister loves dogs and has one of her own, so Holly and her puppies will be in good hands. And it'll be a great experience for the 16 little girls. Who knows, you might even find a home for one of the pups.
Actually, that sounds fantastic to me, too, I said excitedly. I'll just run this past Brandon to make sure it's okay with him. I called Brandon on my cell phone and explained the situation with Chloe's uncle and how Mrs. Garcia's sister had volunteered to watch the dogs, along with her Daisy troop. Brandon was totally sold on the idea, so everything is all set.
Mrs. Garcia agreed to drop the dogs off at the sleepover and then drive me home. It looks like my doggy drama is over and I survived! Scooby!